Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
Work from home arrangements during the COVID-19 pandemic should have convinced companies to measure employees by the value they create rather than by the number of hours they sit at a desk. But as more of us return to the office, managers could be at risk of returning to old habits. We take a look at why performance management overhauls in the past year should not be abandoned, and some talent assessments and management methods to supercharge careers as well as companies' bottom lines. For one thing, less face time has resulted in many finally coming to terms with the merits of outcome-based assessments, the measurable value that employees contribute to the organization rather than the amount of time they spend at the office. If organizations really took stock of the impact of this approach on the bottom line, a return to the office shouldn't change how performance is measured. But in order to keep the momentum going, organizations need to realize that once-a-year performance discussions just aren't enough. In an increasingly uncertain business environment, where you have to be ready to pivot at any time, high-performing job candidates and employees are realizing this. Group business leader of executive search and recruitment firm PeopleSearch Singapore, Jamie Lim, says they expect evolved employers to have processes in place for more frequent performance feedback and assessment sessions.
In the past, you can anticipate your one-year set goals and you won't have major disruptions like what we're having now in a pandemic situation. So with the current situation, you know, goals can change every 3 months or for that matter, every month. So it kind of defeats its purpose if you only have once a year scheduled performance appraisals, because goals need to be tweaked, resources need to be better managed, and there may be more challenges that every individual and employer may be facing, and all these things need to be cleared as roadblocks for them so that they can continue to stay effective and efficient at work. So there should be more appraisals of that sort happening throughout the whole year.
If you work for an organization that doesn't have such processes in place, don't hesitate to make the first move.
Take the initiative to go to their supervisors or their mentors at work to then say that, look, if we can have conversations every fortnightly, for example, to talk about what are the challenges that I face, what are the projects that I'm progressing with, any suggestions, shall we brainstorm? I think it is great to take the initiative than to wait for the supervisors to give them a scheduled time. It may be uncomfortable, but I think it's a good time to start.
Employee value creation is also deeply connected to skills development. To show that they want to continue adding value, employees should take the initiative to discuss their skills gaps and how to bridge them.
And during this pandemic, I think we all go through a reflection. We also go through a time where we understand what are our strengths and our weaknesses even better, especially when we're working from home. And with those challenges that we are facing, I am sure that there comes developmental areas specific that was unheard and unknown of previously. And I think it's good to continue to raise these to the supervisor and set that, you know, these are the two areas that I needed help with and how can the company be able to assist?
Considering the importance of flexibility in an uncertain and possibly volatile business environment, buy-in from individual employees is vital. Talent development and management strategies therefore call for a more collaborative approach.
Companies and employers need to make an effort to kind of plan a structured program, yet be flexible enough to tweak when situation arises. They need to have more conversations with individuals. Often a time, even for ourselves, right, we may think that this is good for the employee, but it may not be what is needed. So I think it's always good to have a conversation where we involve them. We brainstorm together. And this also will become the stickiness that they will have in workforce retention, to keeping them in our organization when we listen and we give them what is needed to empower them in their job.
Jamie Lim, Group Business Leader of Executive Search and Recruitment Firm PeopleSearch Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.